is Apollo Control at 183 hours, 49 minutes. Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt aboard Challenger on the lunar surface after having gotten up about 15 minutes early, now having breakfast. They're a bit behind in the timeline, but we expect to have them caught up by the time they are about an hour and a half prior to lunar liftoff, which is when we begin the really busy period of liftoff preparations. And everything appears to be going along very smoothly at this time. The crew's early arising caught us a little unprepared here in Mission Control. We had our own wake-up tune to play up to them this morning, which was to be the title theme from the motion picture 2001, A Space Odyssey. However, they beat us to the punch with their own wake-up song to the control center, and we'll play that back for you at this time.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear Gordy. Good morning to you.
And after giving us a few minutes to catch our bearings, we hit them with the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Since then, things have been going along pretty much normally. The poetic offering was from Jack Schmidt, who said it was for all the kids back home. It was his version of The Night Before Christmas. We have reacquired Ron Evans aboard the Command Module America. And everything is progressing very smoothly aboard that vehicle. We're on separate communication circuits at the present time, and will be up until the revolution prior to LEM liftoff, at which time we'll switch back to a single air-to-ground circuit, a single spacecraft communicator operation, and be able to follow the operations in both vehicles simultaneously. That will be at acquisition of signal on the CSM's 51st revolution.